Stateside, Richard Arnold, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Jeez, it's getting messy on the campuses, isn't it?
It is increasing, and President Biden is facing new pressure to step up his response to the growing number of anti-Semitic incidents on the campuses at universities. Protesters are popping up in state after state. They began, of course, in New York the other day. Now it's happening all over in Boston, in Texas, California. One of LA's main universities, USC, the University of Southern California, has just cancelled its graduation ceremonies. They say they cannot ensure security after some rowdy protests over the past couple of days. Here's part of what's been going on.
The kids are about to get killed.
By Hamas terrorists.
By Hamas terrorists. By Netanyahu and Biden.
I believe in all people's right to freedom and liberation. We are talking about a genocide.
These are pathetic, low-life scumbags.
Shame on you!
So in a way, sort of echoes of the Vietnam era, these are the most significant student protests we've seen here since the anti-war demos of the late 60s and into 1970 with the violent protests at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago and the Kent State Massacre, where police, you recall, killed four unarmed students and wounded nine others. Where will the Democrats gather for their presidential convention this go round? They're back in Chicago. So, will it be history repeating itself? Some Republicans are calling for the National Guard to be sent onto university campuses. Speaker Mike Johnson among them. He was booed at Columbia last week as some students told him, get off the campus. Now, Democrat Ilhan Omar is offering this. She is a Congress member born in Somalia.
We should not have to tolerate anti-Semitism or bigotry for all Jewish students, whether they are pro-genocide or anti-genocide.
Pro and anti-genocide? Will that tamp down emotions? Some students say it is the police who are causing problems on the campuses and not really helping.
Students, they really feel unsafe when they see a lot of these security guards and police and NYPD officers like all around campus, all around the entrances. Like, that's what really makes students feel unsafe here.
While Democratic Senator Tim Kaine opposes any National Guard move.
Calling in the National Guard to college campuses for so many people would recall what happened when that was done during the Vietnam War, and it didn't end well.
Meantime, Biden has just called Israeli leader Netanyahu once more as Hamas has been putting out some hostage videos over the past couple of days. Does that reflect any shift by them on hostage relief? Release efforts, the U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is traveling to Saudi Arabia to try to restart the fragile ceasefire talks. He is due to arrive in Riyadh tomorrow. Any breakthrough on that score would be very significant.
Okay, and update me on the tornadoes.
While Biden was joking last night at the correspondents' dinner that Trump, his opponent, is facing stormy weather, there were some real and deadly storms hitting in Tornado Alley, Oklahoma, Nebraska. This is an area where they've had nearly 120 tornado reports in the past day or so, and a four-month-old baby was killed as one of the twisters hit near Oklahoma City in an area called Holdenville. Those twisters, of course, always take their own path.
Oh my God!
Storm watchers caught there by surprise. These latest tornadoes have left hundreds of homes damaged, including this man's place. He recounts,
"You could see it form behind it, and then once it hit that house, it obliterated. You can see there's nothing left on the ground, but it was just sticks.
Just sticks. Even though this is in the storm zone, these folks haven't gone through storms that severe in some 40 years.
See you Wednesday, mate. Appreciate it very much. Out of the States, Richard Arnold, back on Wednesday.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.